Ninja and the Dragon. Adventure to find a hidden treasure by Brayhead Primary. A hidden treasure. It was hidden in a cave, but they didn't know where the cave was. They went to see a wise man to ask him where the treasure was hidden. He told them, to find the ancient treasure, you must go to the Valley of a Thousand Mountains and fight the animals of the Chinese Zodiac. The dragon and the ninja looked bewildered, so the wise man continued, the Great Wall of China is where the next clue lies. Find that clue and you'll be closer to the prize. You must follow your heart and do not stray, or you will lose the treasure and then you will pay. The wise man gave them a map and a golden tap. The ninja and the dragon were puzzled by this strange clue, but they decided to follow the map and begin their dangerous journey, all the while thinking about the golden tap and the dangers they were about to encounter. The map took them past a magical wall that disappeared before their eyes and revealed a deep, dark cave. They crept slowly through the cave, and then the dragon had a good idea to breathe fire to light the way. At the end of the cave, there was a locked door. They were stuck. The ninja tried to kick the door down, but that did not work. The dragon tried to push the door down, but that did not work either. Then the ninja spotted something. There was a tap-shaped hole in the door. So this must be what the golden tap is for, said the ninja. He put the golden tap in the hole and the door opened. They went through the door and saw lots of piranha plants. The plants were trying to bite their feet off with their sharp teeth. They had to come up with a plan to stop the plants from biting them. The ninja decided to see if the golden tap could help. He threw it into the middle of the piranha plants. The tap made a huge bang, and then lots of little taps came out of it. The plants thought they were food and started to bite them, but the taps were so hard that they broke all of the plants' teeth off. The ninja and the dragon ran as quickly as they could through the piranha plants. The plants tried to bite them, but they only had soft gums left. They looked at the map again. The Great Wall of China was just around the corner. They started to run. They spotted the wall and it was amazing. They found the next clue straight away, and this one was going to be even trickier to solve. The clue read, within a Chinese landmark your next clue lies. Solve it to guide you to the sparkling grand prize. This venue is tall and has a large pillar in front of each wall. They clambered up the Great Wall and could see for miles in every direction. The view was breathtaking. In the distance, they could just make out the Terracotta Temple. The towering golden walls shimmered in the sunlight and the red, majestic pillars gleamed. It must be the next destination. The ninja and the dragon began their long journey along the crumbling, cobbled stone walls towards the temple. All of a sudden, up ahead, they noticed an enormous cluster of menacing terracotta warriors armed and ready to attack. The dragon leapt towards them, breathing hot flames on the cold stone warriors, thinking he could melt them, but he was unsuccessful. Then the ninja catapulted towards the warriors, smashing them with his mighty karate jumping hands, blasting stone fragments into the air, turning the warriors to dust. Coast was clear. They raced on ahead to the temple, but when they arrived there was a colossal tarnished metal gate secured with a giant tap-shaped lock. Once again the ninja used the golden tap to unlock the mighty gate. They tentatively made their way inside the terracotta temple. Suddenly, with a loud bang and screeching of ancient metal, the gate dropped loudly, trapping the ninja and the dragon inside the temple. In the mysterious silence, they could hear the steady dripping of lots of other taps. It was so cold inside that they almost froze to ice. Dust blew and billowed all over them, but as it cleared and their eyes got used to the dark, they saw skulls, probably the remains of other explorers, all over the walls. They could just make out the rotting tapestries which were covered with strange maps and markings with a tap-shaped hole in the middle. Quickly, the ninja placed a tap into the hole, and as he did so, the markings moved, forming a map showing a secret library behind one of the tapestries. The tapestry showed a horse and its rider, and as they pushed behind it, they saw the secret door. As the door was locked shut, the dragon used his fiery breath to burn the ancient door down. Inside, they saw shelves of dusty old books. Suddenly, without warning, a book with a small key lock flew off the top shelf, and as it dropped, it glowed as if on fire. Pages fell open, revealing a golden key. The ninja stooped to grab the key, but as he touched it, books fell from the shelves, twirling around them like a hurricane. A steady creaking noise started as the dragon and the ninja looked around them. They noticed that the old sandy walls were closing in on them. Spikes suddenly started to appear in the walls, and if they did not do something quickly, they were going to be crushed to death. The dragon remembered the golden key and the glowing book. Without thinking, he tried to find the glowing book in the hurricane, and when he found it, he tried the key in the hole. The key started to glow and it lit up the room. Suddenly, a vent opened in the wall and the ninja and the dragon scrambled through. They crawled along a long tunnel and it led to a big garden that turned out to be a maze. They set out to find the centre of the maze. They heard a scratching noise. As they turned the corner, they saw a green goblin. He was guarding a large brown wooden box decorated with rubies, pearls and diamonds. They cut off the goblin with a nunchuck and opened the treasure chest with the golden tap. The chest was empty. Disappointed, the ninja gave the chest a kick, and as it rolled over, a false bottom fell off. Concealed inside was a map and a bottle with the word antidote written on it. The map showed the way out of the maze and led them to a portal. Through the portal, they found themselves on a path. They could see mountains in the distance. They checked the map and saw that they were heading to the valley of 1,000 mountains. 3 hours later, and feeling very weary with exhaustion, the dragon and the ninja were climbing towards the summit of the very highest mountain peak. Thick snow crunched under their feet and the wind was howling. Suddenly, appearing through a thick blizzard, they saw a strange assortment of animals charging towards them. They were led by a fearsome tiger who was prowling closer and closer and snarling at them viciously. Behind the tiger was a menacing ox who was stamping his feet as if getting ready to charge. "These must be the Chinese zodiac animals that the wise man mentioned," shouted the dragon. Out of nowhere, a rooster dashed forward and started to peck furiously at the ninja. A monkey sprang from the group and started swinging between the dragon and the ninja, pulling and clawing at them. Outnumbered by this terrifying group, the ninja and the dragon did their best to wrestle themselves free. They were becoming dangerously near to the sheer drop of the mountain edge. A rabid, yellow-eyed rat began to gnaw at the dragon's toes. The dragon turned round to try and shake off the rodent, but as he did, an enormous, slimy snake slithered forward and pounced towards the dragon, sinking a venomous bite into his tail. As the poison took effect on the dragon, he swayed and started wheezing heavily. He felt dizzy and collapsed onto the ground with a thud. Luckily, the ninja whipped the bottle of antidote from his belt and poured it down the dragon's throat. The dragon's eyes flickered and he let out a couple of short puffs of breath. Then, unexpectedly, he reached the most colossal, gigantic, deafening, and horrific-smelling burp that has ever occurred. The power of this enormous burp blew the zodiac animals off their feet and they stumbled backwards as if in slow motion. A crowd of zodiac creatures plummeted off the mountain edge. Dragon and Ninja breathed a sigh of relief. "Now that we've defeated the zodiac animals, the treasure must be around here somewhere." Exhausted, the heroic pair sat down for a rest. As they slumbered in peace under the giant summit of the mountain, the sun began to rise like a huge nugget of gold, claiming the sky. The warmth and heat from the sun began to melt the snow around them. When they awoke, all that was left were more stubborn and solid icicles. The dazzling sun made the ice crystals dance and glimmer. As the dragon and the ninja stretched, they saw a bizarre and unique pattern begin to form before their eyes. Sparkling and gleaming ice crystals were moving together to form some sort of magnificent symbol. The pair looked at the symbol. They stared at the symbol. They touched the symbol. And they glared at the symbol. They couldn't work it out. They were puzzled and confused. The dragon was so angry that smoke started to come out of his nose. The hazy, dark smoke covered the symbol. As it cleared, it revealed a map carved into the cliff face made up of lots of intricate patterns. From the map, they worked out that they needed to climb up the cliff face, and at the top they would find the cave that they had been searching for. They were so tired after their adventures from fighting the animals of the Zodiac, but they decided they had to keep going. Suddenly, a gust of wind came out of nowhere, and it cleared the snow from the bleak cliff face, and a ladder was revealed. The ladder stretched up and up as far as they could see. It appeared to be an ancient ladder, dirty and slippery and broken in places. The ninja and the dragon made their way towards the ladder. As the ninja reached for the first rung, whoosh, he was elevated to the top and landed with a bump. Soon after, he was joined by the dragon. The dazed and confused ninja and the slightly disoriented dragon stumbled to their feet and started to look around for more clues. The dragon seemed to be distracted by something high above. He was staring high up into what looked like the sky. The ninja went to get a better look. There appeared to be smoke, dark, billowing, cloudy smoke, coming what seemed like little puffs here and there. The dragon recognized them as smoke signals. He explained to the ninja that these were signals and he had only heard of them in myths and legend told to him as a child. They said to follow the smoke signals, and as they got closer, they could smell the smoke. It reminded them of baking, sweet and delicious, making their mouths water. As they climbed further up the steep, treacherous mountain, the air around them became hotter and hotter. As they arrived at the very top, they spotted a cave nearby. They tiptoed towards the cave, frightened perhaps of what they would find inside. The opening of the cave was dark and gloomy. There were bones and skulls littering the floor. The walls were slimy, and on closer inspection, crawling with creatures and bugs. They sneaked further into the cave and came across a gate. The gate was iron, rusty in places, and locked. How were they going to get in? They shook it. They tried to squeeze through it. They kicked it. They tried to melt it, but nothing would work. Suddenly, the ninja spotted something glimmering in the eye socket of one of the skulls. Being brave, he shook the skull and out fell a key. The key fitted the gate perfectly and it creaked open. Unexpectedly, the heroic pair were dazzled by a bright light in the dark cave. As their eyes adjusted to the light, they could see that the walls were made of gold and diamonds. The walls appeared to shimmer, glisten, and sparkle, twinkling in the light. Looking closer, the dragon realized they were detailed with the golden zodiac animals. He realized that they were in the chamber of the zodiac, home of the zodiac animals. Suddenly, the ninja realized that during the battle with the zodiac animals, they had not seen the dragon. They had only fought 11 of the animals. That meant that they still had to defeat the dragon. As their eyes became accustomed to the dark, they spotted lounging at the back of the cave a large, fat, overweight dragon. She was sitting on a throne made out of emeralds and rubies. She was draped in gold chains and jewels. The zodiac dragon got to her feet. She lumbered towards them, making the ground shake with every step. In a deep and croaky voice, the dragon asked, "Do you have the golden tap? Please tell me you have the golden tap." The ninja shrugged his shoulders and said, "Perhaps. What's it to you?" The dragon explained that she needed the tap to keep her alive and provide her with immortality, especially important as she was the last of the zodiac animals standing. "What's in it for us?" said the ninja. The zodiac dragon pointed to a large, shimmering, golden treasure chest. It was covered in dust, moss, and cobwebs, and looked like it hadn't been opened in years. She assured them that it was filled with the most valuable of treasure and all the riches of the world anyone could need. How could they turn it down? So they swapped the tap for the treasure, assuming it was what they'd been searching for. The ninja and the dragon struggled out of the cave with the chest, dragging it behind them. The zodiac dragon locked the gates of her cave behind them, letting out a wicked cackle as they left. Once out in the open, the ninja and the dragon tried to open the chest. Eventually, they managed to prise it open and they heaved the lid up. Inside there was nothing. They had been tricked. They were furious. In anger, the dragon kicked the box over. As the chest hit a nearby rock, the bottom popped out and revealed a secret part of the chest. There was a map. "Oh no!" screamed the ninja and the dragon. They pulled the map out of the secret compartment. They found that it was giving them further instructions to find the treasure. Their adventure wasn't over. They still hadn't found the treasure. They set off again, the ninja and the dragon, in search of treasure. The end.